आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। T20 वर्ल्ड कप विनिंग इंडियन क्रिकेट टीम रिटर्न्स होम फ्रॉम बारबाडोस टू अ राउजिंग रिसेप्शन टू मीट प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी इन न्यू दिल्ली दिस मॉर्निंग। विक्टोरियस टीम टू टेक पार्ट इन ओपन बस रोड शो इन मुंबई दिस इवनिंग। External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar to attend SCO Summit at Astana in Kazakhstan today. Millions of people across the United Kingdom set to vote in general elections today as it prepares to usher in new Prime Minister. In Wimbledon tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and Australian partner Matthew Ebden advanced to second round of men's doubles in London. The T20 World Cup title-winning Indian cricket team arrived in Delhi from Barbados this morning to a rousing reception. Fans were gathered in big numbers, cheering and clapping outside the international airport in the national capital to welcome the men's cricket team and give them a warm reception. Fans holding placards and waving the national flag braved a drizzle to line up outside the airport to welcome the men in blue. The team flew back from Barbados, where they defeated South Africa by 7 runs in the summit clash of the tournament. The departure of the Indian squad was delayed after Hurricane Beryl hit the Caribbean. The Indian squad is scheduled to meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his residence today before leaving for Mumbai. Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI Secretary Jay Shah, informed that in Mumbai, the victorious team will take part in an open bus roadshow this evening. More from our Mumbai correspondent.
The T20 World Cup champions are arriving in Mumbai in the evening. BCCI Secretary Jay Shah and Captain Rohit Sharma had invited cricket fans for the victory parade. Team India's victory parade is planned on Marine Drive to Wankhede Stadium in the evening. After the victory parade, BCCI organized a special function at Wankhede Stadium where players and staff will be felicitated with award money. Victory parade and felicitation is open for public and Mumbai police has appealed everyone to follow the traffic instructions. Jeevan Bhavsar, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has amended the rules related to oath-taking of newly elected members in the lower house, barring elected members from adding any remark to the oath, including sloganeering. According to the latest amendments, a fresh clause has been included to the directions by the Speaker. The new clause was added to regulate certain matters related to the functioning of the lower house, which are not specifically mentioned in the rules. The new clause states that a member shall make and subscribe oath or affirmation, as the case may be, in accordance with the form set out for the purpose in the 3rd schedule of the Constitution of India and shall not use any word or expression or make any remark as a prefix or suffix to the form of oath or affirmation. The rule comes days after many elected members of the Lok Sabha took the oath and added remarks which were objected by several members. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Indian Army committed to welfare of Agniveers. In a social media post, Mr. Singh shared Indian Army's clarification on emoluments to Agniveer Ajay Kumar. Indian Army said that certain posts on social media have brought out that compensation has not been paid to the next of kin of Agniveer Ajay Kumar, who lost his life in the line of duty. It emphasized that the Indian Army salutes the supreme sacrifice made by Agniveer Ajay Kumar. The last rites were carried out with full military honours. The Indian Army said, out of the total amount due, family of Agniveer Ajay has already been paid 98,39,000 rupees. It said ex gratia and other benefits amounting to approximately 67 lakh rupees as applicable according to the provisions of the Agniveer scheme will be paid on final account settlement shortly post due police verification. The total amount will be around 1 crore 65 lakh rupees approximately. Indian Army re-emphasized that emoluments due to a fallen hero are paid expeditiously to the next of kin of departed soldiers, including Agniveers. Niti Aayog is launching Sampurnata Abhiyan, a three-month campaign from today till the 30th of September, to undertake a sustained effort to achieve saturation of six key indicators in aspirational districts and aspirational blocks across the country. It seeks to achieve saturation in each of the six identified indicators in the 112 aspirational districts and 500 aspirational blocks under the Aspirational Districts Program and Aspirational Blocks Program. Sampurnata Abhiyan will focus on the six identified key performance indicators, KPIs, across all aspirational blocks. In Assam, the flood situation remains critical, with over 16 lakh people reeling under the deluge across 29 districts. During the last 24 hours, 8 more persons lost their lives, taking the total number of flood-related deaths in the state this year to 46. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma reviewed the flood situation with all the district commissioners through video conferencing and directed them to expedite rescue and relief operations. The Chief Minister also directed the district commissioners to conduct survey of flood-affected people, as government has decided to release compensation amount before the 15th of August. National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, and State Disaster Response Fund, SDRF, teams have also been deployed for rescue and relief operations. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will lead the Indian delegation at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit in Astana, Kazakhstan today. He is representing Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the 24th meeting of the SCO Council of Heads of State. During the summit, the leaders are expected to review the organization's activities over the past two decades and discuss the state and prospects of multilateral cooperation. Topical issues of regional and international importance are also expected to be discussed at the meeting. Millions of voters in the United Kingdom are set to cast ballots in the crucial general elections today as the nation prepares to usher in a new prime minister. The voting will begin at 12:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time and will continue till 3:30 a.m. tomorrow. As soon as voting finishes, the process of counting of votes will begin to decide the next prime minister of the country. We have a report.
In late May, UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak had announced a snap general election in a statement outside Downing Street on a rain-soaked day as his Conservative Party was facing an uphill struggle to extend its 14 years in power. The main contest in the country is between Prime Minister Sunak's Conservative Party and his opponent Sir Keir of Labour Party. Both the parties held intense campaigning in past few days to woo the voters. This election is crucial as the voters will elect a new government and will also pass their judgment on Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's 20 months in office. Political analysts have suggested a historic election with the main opposition party Labour on course to usurp the Conservatives. The voters across four constituent countries, England, Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales, will cast vote on 650 parliamentary constituencies. In 2019, when general elections were conducted last time, a voter turnout of 67.3% was recorded. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Back home, the Bihar Health Department has decided to offer MBBS course to medical students in Hindi as the medium of instruction. The facility will be available in all 21 medical colleges located in Bihar, including 10 state government and 2 central government-run institutions. Talking to Akashvani News, State Health Minister Mangal Pandey said it will be implemented from the upcoming academic session starting this year.
प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी की प्रेरणा एवं मुख्यमंत्री श्री नीतीश कुमार जी के नेतृत्व में बिहार में एक बड़ा ऐतिहासिक निर्णय युवाओं के भविष्य को लेकर हुआ है. अब बिहार में हिंदी भाषा में पढ़ाई करने वाले बच्चे भी मेडिकल की पढ़ाई कर सकते हैं, एमबीबीएस डॉक्टर अब हिंदी की भाषा की पढ़ाई वाले लड़के भी बन सकते हैं, और इससे जो बिहार के हमारे युवा हैं, वो युवा जो हिंदी भाषा बेहतर तरीके से बोलते और समझते हैं, वो अब हिंदी भाषा में भी चाहे तो पढ़ाई करके डॉक्टर बन सकते हैं, और ये इसी सत्र से ये प्रारंभ हो रहा है.
In the Kashmir Valley, the annual pilgrimage of Sri Amarnath Ji is going on smoothly with each passing day. More and more pilgrims are reaching Jammu, the city of temples, for their onward journey to the holy cave shrine in South Kashmir Himalayas to pay obeisance to Lord Shiva. The yatra, which commenced on 29th of last month, will conclude on the 19th of August on the auspicious occasion of Shravan Purnima, which also coincides with Raksha Bandhan. To know more, let's listen to our Srinagar correspondent.
Sixth batch of 5,696 pilgrims drawn from various parts of the country has left Bhagwati Nagar base camp in Jammu towards Kashmir Valley in the wee hours today to pay their obeisance to Baba Barfani at the holy cave shrine of Sri Amarnath Ji. The total number of pilgrims who had the darshan of Bhagwan Shiv up to last evening has crossed 1 lakh mark. Meanwhile, the Union Territory Administration and Sri Amarnath Ji Shrine Board have undertaken significant initiatives to make this year's Amarnath Ji Yatra safe and comfortable for the devotees. Besides the government and shrine board, army has also been providing tented facilities for the yatris at Sheshnag, Panchtarni, Nunwan and Baltal to increase the holding capacity at these camps. This is Sunil Kohl for Akashwani News from Srinagar.
Government has said that 100 cities have completed 90% of its total projects amounting to over 1,44,000 crore rupees under Smart City Mission. The mission was launched in 2015 to promote cities that provide core infrastructure and decent quality of life to their citizens, clean and sustainable environment through application of smart solutions. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM Executive President Hemant Soren will take oath as Chief Minister of Jharkhand on the 7th of July. Chief Minister Champai Soren yesterday tendered his resignation from the post to the Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan, paving the way for his predecessor to return as the Chief Minister. Following this, Hemant Soren stayed claim to form the new government. Veteran BJP leader Lal Krishna Advani was admitted to the Apollo Hospital in New Delhi last evening. The hospital, in a statement, said Mr. Advani is stable and under observation of doctors. Various parts of the national capital received light to moderate rainfall last night, which continued till the morning. The rain brought much-needed respite to the people from the hot and humid weather conditions. The Indian Meteorological Department has said that light to moderate rainfall, accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning, is expected in northwest and central parts of the country during the next 4 days. In Wimbledon tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden kicked off their campaign with a victory over an all-Dutch duo, Sander Arens and Robin Haas, 7-5-6-4, in the first round of the men's doubles in London last night. Both the sets began with both pairs matching each other point for point, but second seeds Indian-Australian duo held their nerves to secure a victory and made it to the next round. They will face German pair of Hendrik Zebens and Konstantin Franzen. Today in men's doubles, India's Yuki Bhambri will be in action along with French companion Albano Olivetti against Alexander Bublik and Alexander Shevchenko of Kazakhstan. India's N. Sriram Balaji along with his partner Luke Johnson of Great Britain will be up against reigning French Open champions Mate Pavic of Croatia. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Pramod. Government working on peace in Manipur, PM headlines the Statesman. PM to opposition, Manipur returning to normal, don't add fuel to fire, headlines the Times of India. And the Asian Age headlines, Manipur violence is falling, opposition spreading hate, says PM in Rajya Sabha. All papers also report on the Hathras stampede toll rising to 121, even as UP Chief Minister has announced a judicial probe into the matter. Almost all papers have on their front page the story of Sensex breaching the historic 80,000 mark, with the Nifty racing more than 162 points to close at a fresh lifetime high. The papers also state that it doubled in 5 years, but took 12 years to climb from 20,000 to 40,000. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. T20 World Cup winning Indian cricket team returns home from Barbados to a rousing reception to meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi this morning. Victorious team to take part in open bus roadshow in Mumbai this evening. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar to attend SCO Summit at Astana in Kazakhstan today. Millions of people across the United Kingdom set to vote in general elections today as it prepares to usher in new Prime Minister. In Wimbledon tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and Australian partner Matthew Ebden advanced to second round of the men's doubles in London. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.